This is February 6th, and this is an interview with Paul Venno of Habicide at his bait house. There it goes.
Here, what are you going to do with
it? I don't believe this, Paul. Most of that didn't even take.
Well, when you get nervous about, you know, about filming something, I'm sure I'd put you on some places that, you know, if you would have as good a chance as just sticking them anywhere.
Well, that's a big help, Paul, and it's appreciated. The thing is to justify doing it, what has to be done is that you have to locate, go along the coast to verify that those areas actually existed in the general area of. And the only way you can do it is to go and talk with people. And if you get two or three people who know where an old spawning ground was, then you can say, there's evidence that there was here. And then you can justify and say, this is one of the areas that should have some stuff done to it. There's a lot of stuff to it. It's funny stuff. But I don't know if it'll work. And it's for sure, it won't make a hoop. In terms of my fishing, I've playing up the bay, if I can haul 100 to 125 traps a day, I figure I've done that. In the back's not good. That's fine too. I can't complain.
My day's 102 going on. Yeah. I fish 6 bar strings. 102, that's it, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel so bad. You can cut back on mine a little bit. I'll stop lying. I had the boy go with me last summer, and we hauled between 140 and 160 a day. The boy's no fisherman. It was just good to do it together. It's a little different pace than I normally go. You get feels, but you know you can't do it. You know it doesn't matter at all. Well, this thing was not going, and I've missed that bottom described. Is there any chance I could get you to go through those pieces of bottom again?
Sure.
I remember some of them, but I won't remember enough.
Well, let me see. The first place I fished was right off Lincolnville. And as far as I know, it's right off the ferry line in there, where there's a red buoy off there, and this, well, it's kind of a bath and a deep hole.
Yeah.
And then they worked their way up the, would be the western side of Ellsgrove.
Yeah.
But I think the next place they fished was right off Turtle Head there.
Uh-huh.
And,
How far up would they go from Turtle Head?
I don't remember him saying about going much beyond that, but all that bottom, well, from Fort Point Ledge to the east is all, there's a channel that goes both from Turtle Head right up by Fort Point.
Uh-huh.
And that's all kind of gravelly bottom. And over on the Sears Island side.
Yep.
And then you get up to Fort Point, and Fort Point Ledge is a big piece of gravel bottom that runs to the east of all, all the way to what they call the Dawson Shore. By Castine.
Yeah.
All gravel and shells.
Yeah.
And then, uh-oh. Coming in to get warm?
Yes.